Hi guys, my name is Carrie, and I was invited to join Values First by the sweet and talented Carrie Owens. I am not an industry insider, but I am a modest woman with values, three small children, and a love for shopping. To some, I might be old-fashioned, but I'm trying to raise my kids to be modest in a world that is lacking modesty. A world where a woman is measured by the way that she looks and by the clothing that she does or does not wear. I love the idea of Values First because it is taking a positive step in challenging the standards of the beauty world. I want women to know their true value and to see that they are more than a number on a scale or a size of pants. To know they don't have to dress a certain way to fit in or to be loved. I want my daughters to know they are more than a body, and for my son to measure a woman by her heart rather than by her looks. The world tells us to be perfect, to dress sexy, to always have it together. But the reality is that no one is perfect. It is an impossible thing that we try to achieve and that we stress ourselves and lose ourselves trying to attain. Can we strive to be better and to grow? Of course, and we should reach for those things, but please don't define yourself in the outward. Instead of trying to look a certain way, work on beautifying your heart. Show kindness, mercy, love, and grace. Do something nice for someone and don't expect anything in return. Show your children, family, and friends that beauty isn't defined by how someone looks. Now, a few things on modesty. It truly pains my heart that every commercial we see seems to involve a scantily clad woman endorsing anything from perfume to hamburgers. As I previously mentioned, I'm modest by nature. I tend to keep covered, but that doesn't mean I like to dress frumpy. Being modest doesn't mean dressing outdated or looking like a grandma. You can still be trendy and gorgeous in modest attire. There's a time and a place for being sexy. Don't put all of you on display for every man to enjoy. Save your body. Keep it sacred and private so that when it is revealed, it's special. Now, as a side note, I know everyone has their own opinions, and while some may share my views, others may not. I would never intentionally want to hurt or offend anyone. We can agree to disagree without disrespecting each other. I encourage you to choose love and to be reminded that kindness matters. Have a great day.